Chapter 9. I don't remember when Jamila and I eventually drifted off to sleep that afternoon, but I was woken up by my pager. My brand new pager. The one I got especially for this trip so only a few people would have the number. John Sampson, Director Burns' assistant, Tony Woods. That's about it. Two people too many? So what now? I groaned. Sorry, Jam. I didn't expect this. I don't have to answer it. The last part I said half-heartedly. We both knew better. Jamila shook her head.
I'll tell you a little secret. I've got mine here in the nightstand. Go ahead, Alex. Answer the call.
Yeah. Answer the call. Sure enough, it was the director's office reaching out from D.C. I picked up the bedside phone and dialed the number while lying there flat on my back. I finally looked at my watch. 4 p.m. The day had flown, which was a good thing. Sort of. Until now, anyway. Ron Burns, I mouthed to Jamila while I was on hold. This can't be good. This has to be bad. She nodded. A call from the top of the pyramid had to mean some kind of serious business that couldn't wait. Whatever it was, I didn't want to hear about it right now. Ron Burns himself came on the line. This was getting worse by the second.
Alex, is that you?
Yes, sir, I sighed. Just Jamila and me. And you.
I appreciate you taking this call. I'm sorry to be bothering you. I know it's been a while since your last real vacation.
He didn't know the half of it, but I kept quiet and listened to what the director had to say.